This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah on Sunday traded their most intense fire in months, AP correspondent Nayan Kim reports.
In a speech, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah said their attack was a response to Israel's killing of their top militant commander last month, but was delayed until now to give the Gaza ceasefire talks a chance. At a cabinet meeting, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the military eliminated thousands of rockets aimed at northern Israel, and that this was not the end of the story. I'm Nayan Kim.
Hamas said on Sunday it rejects new Israeli conditions put forward in Gaza ceasefire talks, casting further doubt on the chances of a breakthrough in the latest U.S.-backed effort to end the 10-month-old war. Months of on-off talks have failed to produce an agreement to end Israel's devastating military campaign in Gaza, or free the remaining hostages seized by Hamas in the terrorist group's October 7th attack on Israel that triggered the war. Women in eastern India on Sunday rallied with lit torches to demand justice for a doctor who was raped and murdered in Calcutta City. A police volunteer has been arrested and charged with the crime. Protesters said they would not budge until justice is delivered to the victim. Doctors across the country have held protests, candlelight marches, and refused to see non-emergency patients in the past week after the killing of the 31-year-old postgraduate student of chest medicine in the early hours of August 9th in the eastern Indian city of Calcutta. This is